RevTim Podcast for February 15th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
RevTim Podcast.
Don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Hey!
Podcast.
Yeah! Excellent! Welcome, everybody, from the San Francisco Bay Area of California. You've reached the RevTim Podcast, and it's February 15th, 2005. Great to have you here today. Appreciate you listening in. Greetings, and welcome to the whole world. Now, this podcast is all about bringing hope to people just like you all around the world. And I'm a pastor and a friend to a lot of people, and I get to speak hope and inspiration into their lives. And I hope I can bring a little bit of a glimpse of hope to you today, too. You can find the show notes at podcast.revtim.com. Just point your browser over there, podcast.revtim.com. Or leave a feedback, comments on the show, ideas, or even questions that you would have you'd want me to answer on the RevTim Podcast. Leave me those kind of comments at feedback@revtim.com. We also have a Godcast Network, godcast.org, comment line. It's an audio comment line. Just leave a message like a voicemail, 815-301-8600. Love to hear from you. I want to mention a couple things today, and this is something that really appeals to, I think, a lot of people, or pertains to a lot of people. It's something that everybody goes through in their life. You know, you're trying to go through life and trying to make it, and you're on your journey in life. And the thing I want to talk to you about today is really something called forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's one of the biggest things that if we could ever learn to tackle in our life, that we can grow. We can actually mend fences. We can, you know, break down the walls that are between us and another person. And actually, it can help us to move forward in life. Sometimes we get stuck in the same place because we won't forgive someone. Or we get stuck replaying all those old tapes over and over when someone has done something wrong to us, or maybe we've created a problem and haven't gone back and either ask for forgiveness or forgiven that person for what they've done. Some of the things that can cause you to not forgive someone and to just kind of have this wall built up, one of the things could be like a divorce. A divorce is really a big thing in people's lives. And the reason I say that is because it affects so many things. Not only does it affect finances, but it also affects your children, if you have any. It affects your relationship with your, you know, former spouse. Hopefully, they were a friend at one time in your life, and the reason it's difficult sometimes if you haven't forgiven them is because they really did spend some key times with you, and it is an important relationship that you once had. Or maybe someone ripped you off at one time. They took your money, or maybe they tricked you into thinking one thing, and really they betrayed you. Maybe you have someone in your life that they've said words to you that you totally will not allow them to take them back. Maybe they've said something and spread a rumor about you, or maybe they've caused harm to you, you know, and maybe they even caused you to get fired from a job or something. All kinds of things can happen to cause us to not forgive someone. You know, have you ever hurt someone else maybe, or caused the wall to be built up, that you actually caused that wall to be built up? And maybe someone is not forgiving you. Maybe your kids won't forgive you for something you've done, or your spouse or your friends. They won't forgive you for something you've done. And so here's three A's, three steps to forgiveness, and it's adapted from the Feindorn Book of Forgiveness by Michael Dawson. The first one is awareness. What is denied cannot be forgiven. We need to be aware of our inner thoughts or our inner world. And it's as important to understand what that is as our outer world. You know, our egos will fight our attempts to become more aware of our darker sides. And so we have to watch our thoughts without judgment and develop a compassionate witness. In other words, we have the ability to watch our thinking. And what that means is that you know, we understand what it is that is motivating us. Why are we feeling like we can't forgive someone? So we have to be aware of what's happening, aware of how we're acting to someone, aware of how this is eating us alive, I guess you could say, if we have unforgiveness, aware of how it's stopping us from moving forward in our relationships. The second thing is acceptance. The first one is awareness. The second one is acceptance. What you resist persists. You see, acceptance dissolves guilt, and acceptance also invites healing and change into your life. Change, a lot of times, is feared. And if you're fearing change, that can block forgiveness. So sometimes, just the act of accepting, you know that something's going to change in the future toward that relationship. And that's scary because that's an unknown path. You don't really know where that's going to go. But if you're going to move forward in a relationship, you have to accept the fact that there could be change. And, you know, really it could be for the better because you're letting go of something and you are moving forward in your relationships. Now, that's the first 2 points, awareness and acceptance. I have a third point, but I want to bring it right after the break. And this is a song by Yours Truly, and it's called Give It a Chance. You can find it at the yourstrulysite.com or check out the show notes at podcast.revtim.com.
I'm not angry anymore. I cried my last tear while I was lying on the floor. Never changed, and we could get back to the way we were before. Come on, we give it a chance, just one last dance. It'll be over before you know that it began. Come on, we give it a chance, just one last dance. It'll be over.
That's Yours Truly. It's called Give It a Chance. I'll tell you, one of the things that happens when it comes to forgiveness is that you really need to understand that forgiveness can eat you alive. A lot of times, hurt that is caused by someone else, or maybe you have hurt someone in a way, that it has really caused them to just have this bitter pill when it comes to you, or you have a bitter pill when it comes to them. And it's where you can't really survive unless you deal with the issue of forgiveness. You have to be aware that this could be stopping your life from moving forward. You have to be aware that this could really change, maybe if you made a step toward finding a way to change it. And you also have to accept it. Accept the fact that if you make the move, something might change in your relationship. But at least you have to go forward and try. And the third thing is, have awareness, have acceptance. Third thing is, ask for help. Sometimes we have tried to say everything. We've tried to fix it all. We've tried to make it right. And it hasn't really ever turned around. And we don't understand why. I know that a strong faith in God has helped me get through times like this in my life where I just really needed some other strength, something that was not just me thinking, something that was not just another person thinking even, but it was actually my faith in God that helped to give me strength to move beyond and to find healing for relationships that I had with other people. I want to give you one scripture today, and it's found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. And it says, get rid of your bitterness, hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling, cursing, and hatred. Be kind to each other. Be sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Christ. I want you to examine that and think about that. And think of how you can make a difference in someone's life. And you can add instead of subtract from relationships. Make a difference to someone. Well, I'd appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. I'd really love to get in the top 10. So if I could have a bunch of people just go there this week and vote. You can vote once every 24 hours. Why don't you go ahead and check that out? Also, you can leave a comment for me at podcastalley.com. Or you can just email me one right here at feedback@revtim.com. And we would love to hear from you. So until next time, this is the Rev Tim Podcast. You take care. Your service to the King begins now.